It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with the legendary Herb Pollard here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge.
That's right.
Come on by and visit us. Got some great food and drink specials here at Acme. Jason and the crew will take care of you really well, and we've talked about it throughout the weeks, but if you need any catering during the football season or holiday season, hey, give them a call here at Acme, and Jason will take care of that for you. They do a great job. I think they went three or four times last week when LSU pulled off the big win in overtime over Ole Miss. And also, we want to have a special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond. Do a great job each and every week making sure we can roll with this show.
Yes, sir.
Before we start talking about LSU, Arkansas, want to send out our thoughts and prayers to Coach Charles Baglio. Coach Bags, man, knew him for a long time. Former head coach at Independence High School, had over 200 wins, went into the Louisiana High School Sports Hall of Fame. I think it was 2001. And he got hired by Nick Saban as the director of internal relations. And he sort of helped Nick kind of build that relationship with the high school coaches in the area and find out about players. And so Coach Bags worked under Coach Saban, Les Miles, Coach O.
Everybody
along the lines. And so, and just a tragic accident, what happened that took his life. And he was always cordial to me, always had a big smile, always he wanted to know about what's happening on the bayou.
That's right.
You know, and so, always great memories with Coach Bags. He was a super guy in life. And, again, I know Herb, know him also. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to the Baglio family and his extended family and so many coaches. He'd go somewhere. It was like a coaching clinic. Everybody was going up to talk to Coach Bags.
Everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. If you ever crossed any paths with Coach Bags, then you'd know, you know, why he's what he meant to LSU football, but not just LSU football, but to the state of Louisiana.
No question.
And sports and football in general. And so he's one of those people where if you go and take a poll or you go stop by anybody that's worked with him over the last 30, 40 years, you would know that he was something special and he touched people's lives in a certain way that, that was just immaculate and different than anybody else could.
And again, he was a great liaison to the LSU coaches, from Nick Saban on, he was he was great with that, and we did a couple of LSU outings, so to speak, where he talked, I talked, maybe had a couple of assistant coaches that were there also, and man, he was great in the crowd, and he knew so many people, and so again, our thoughts and prayers with the Baglio family, and also so many friends of his. Throughout the coaching ranks, and if he met you, you knew him. That's just – he's one of those type of guys. And so, again, God bless him. He was a good guy in life. And we'll remember him in our prayers over the next few days, sir.
Absolutely.
Herb, LSU, Arkansas, coming off that big win. This game – now, it wasn't last year like this, but this game used to be scheduled after they play Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So you rode that emotional kind of wave to play Alabama, and then you came down. And these games have been close. Last year, they played it a little earlier. LSU ended up winning 34-31. In 2022, yep. LSU wins it 13-10.
Yep.
In 2021, it was an overtime game, and Arkansas wins 16-13. In 2020, LSU wins 27-24. A theme there. 3 points.
That's right.
Counts across the board. Now, 2019, they were like a lot of teams on LSU's schedule. They got skunked. They got beat 56-20. And in 2018, it was 24-17. It was a touchdown difference.
Yeah, there you go.
So you go from 2018 all the way to 2023 and take out the championship year.
Yeah, that was – yeah.
That the most a team has won, and that's been LSU with only one exception, that's in 2021, has been 7 points or a field goal.
That's right.
So – I suspect you'll see the exact same thing today.
So you look at, again, like I said last week with LSU Ole Miss, it was equal teams. For whatever reason, they always play equally hard with a lot of aggression, a lot of passion and energy. It's going to be the same thing today with Arkansas. You know, Arkansas is that little brother, right? And he wants to show you that they're better than you no matter what. And every time we played Arkansas, I'm going to tell you, these cats were so strong, so hard. They were solid, and they played really, really sound football, right? They were always in the spots where they need to be, and they made plays. And you can go back as far back as you want to go. Arkansas has been one of those schools that's just, for whatever reason, they couldn't get over that hump, but they'll play LSU really, really well. I remember playing against Arkansas back in my freshman year in 1995, long time ago, right, 30 years ago. And we ended up winning that game 28-0, but we scored 28 points in the first half. Second half, we didn't score 1 point. They didn't score anything either. It was just crazy. And then we turned around the following year, and we played them at Arkansas, and which was actually something special. That was the day in the game, the night that my son was born. We went up there and we played them in the and Nick Saban kind of touched on this on College Game Day earlier today, but we played it. I think it was like 35, 36 degree weather, and it was rainy. It was soggy. It was cold. It was terrible, just terrible conditions for a game. And I think we ended up winning that game like 21-17, something like that. Again, the 3 point. Win span for each team or whatnot. It's a theme. Both of these teams are the same team. They play for the Golden Boot, right. And that boot is really, really important to Louisiana and Arkansas, and it's absolutely one of the best things that trophies, I think, in college football that you can win, because both teams are really equal teams. It's crazy. Only that, you go back and you look at that 2019 year, which LSU beat everybody. It didn't matter who you were. That was just a whole nother level. But every game since then, like you said, 3 points, at the very most, 7 points. I mean, it's the same team playing. Yes.
And so you would expect that again today?
I do.
And coming off that emotional high, playing Ole Miss at home, how you ended up winning it, you're not going to play at that same level again. Now, hopefully LSU can continue to get better. And I think we saw it, Herb, on the defensive side of football.
This is beautiful.
Against a very explosive Ole Miss offense. They put a lot of heat on Jackson Dart.
Yep.
Again, Braden Swenson comes up with big plays. But, man, one guy, and you watch him, it's like he's twins, Whit Weeks at linebacker.
Yeah.
Man.
He's all over the place.
He is like a one-man show out there, and he's picked up the mantle of being that guy. He's the guy.
That's
on
right.
Defense, you better account for on every snap.
Well, you started off by talking about an emotional win for LSU. Well, you go back 2 weeks ago, it was an emotional win for Arkansas against Tennessee. I mean, that was crazy. That was amazing. I mean, I was like, what is going on here? But Tennessee was, highly regarded as one of the better teams in the country. going into this year, and they still are. They have a very explosive team. And so Arkansas is coming off a really great win as well. So, but, you know, I think how you continue that high from last week at Ole Miss is you just ride the wave from the fourth quarter on, right? And what I mean by that is the defense stepped up the entire game, played well all the way through the overtime. Offense played great at the moments that they needed to play great in. And then what they did, though, was that fourth quarter and that overtime to me was really, really phenomenal, the late fourth quarter part of it, to where they were just hitting on all cylinders. Now, on defense, Whit Weeks is the guy, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is the one that, like you always say, he's the straw that stirs that drink.
He sure is.
And he doesn't only stir the drink, he also puts the ice in it, he puts the flavor in it, and he's the glass that holds it together. So he's everything about that particular side of the ball. Now, when you get on the offensive side of the ball, we're still struggling in the run game. We need a run game, bad. Now, there was a point in time where even I don't remember who it was that was calling the game last week, but Ole Miss was in like a cover too high, right? And they had all sorts of running room on the third and whatever it was, and Nussmeyer never ran the ball. And then they actually showed it and started drawing it on TV. And then the very next drive, though,
he took off
and got the first down, because again, he got 11 and he needed to get 8. And what happened is it just extended the drive, and that's all we've been asking for, because we don't have a true running game right now. I think Caden Durham was injured last week, had a big toe issue. And so now going into this week, I hope he's healthy, because he is our most explosive running back. I think that Josh Williams is a great running back, but he just doesn't have that explosiveness. Now, Josh can do all three phases for you. He can run it, he can catch it, he can block. Now, Caden can run it for sure and catch it for sure. Blocking is still a little weak on that.
But they didn't ask him to do that at Duncanville.
They didn't, but they tried to do a little bit last week, and he couldn't handle it.
No, he didn't. That ain't a strong point
now. But you give him the ball, and he's going to make something happen. So hopefully he's a little bit more healthy than he was last week, so we can at least get a little bit jolt in the arm for in the run game.
Yeah, and so again the interesting matchup here, because when you play Arkansas, you know one thing. They're going to be a real physical team. They're, no matter who's been the coach there, they've been a real physical football team.
Yes.
Now, Sam Pittman,
yes,
man, that's his calling card. I mean, because he's former offensive line coach,
mm-hmm.
And he's all about physicality.
That's it.
Winning in the trenches. The quarterback now, he's been sort of banged up, so we'll see how – they say he's supposed to play, but Herb, I'm not sure kind of what percentage he's going to be like going up against LSU. And I find out real quick defensively. I come after him. I want to see if you're going to move or not out of that pocket, and how quickly you can move out of that pocket. So we understand about the physicality. Question mark is going to be the production level at quarterback for Arkansas.
Yeah, and I think when you talk about that, I think they're going to try to lean heavily on the run game.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to try to test whether or not LSU's run defense can hold up to what they want to do. Because I think that one of the things that LSU was impressed with last week was the fact that they did slow down Ole Miss's run game. And you know that's what the coach wants over at Ole Miss. They want to run the football no matter what.
My thing is, why didn't they run Bentley more? Now, I'm not trying to help him win. But to me, Deuce and I talked about this weeks earlier.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why is he standing on the sidelines?
Something happened during the week of practice, and coach had something for him, right? And that was you not getting in the game this week for whatever reason. And you know, it's okay. It helped LSU out, because I think Bentley is one of the premier running backs in the country. That guy can run the football.
Really good to me.
Yeah, he can run the football. So, I don't know. But going into this week with Arkansas, it's going to be a mano-a-mano game, and it's going to be another one of those three-point games. Somebody's going to win either in overtime, or they're going to win late or whatever. But it's going to go back and forth. It's going to be like a stalemate, as they call it.
This is starting the fourth quarter, but South Carolina – is tanning the backside at Oklahoma Sooners 32-9. And with less than 2 minutes left, Auburn with a 17-14 lead over Missouri. Man, Auburn has played really well in this game defensively. Can they hold up? They gave up the big play. Luther Burden finally made a play, but they are putting all kind of pressure at the quarterback position. And Missouri has not been able to move the football most of the day. Let's see if they can hold up now with a minute 50 seconds left.
It's a beautiful thing of college football, right? Anybody can win on any given day, truly. Like, that's really a thing, especially this year or now with college football, with NIL, transfer portal, all of that. There's no true dominance anymore in college football. Man, so it's fun to see.
I see Beamer, even with a big lead, going for 2 points.
That's right.
Man, he sort of want to rub your nose in it, so to speak, at this stage, because he might not be in that position a lot of times again against Oklahoma. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're right here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road at Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit us. Got a nice crowd here. And Jason and all the crew here will take care of you with drink and food specials. And again, if you need any kind of catering, if it's football catering or if it's around that, we're getting close to the holiday season.
That's
too.
Right.
You can give them a call here at Acme. Jason will take care of that for you.
Yes,
and
sir.
Also, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. One of the guys to watch today, if you haven't seen a lot of Arkansas football, is number 40, Landon Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And why I say that? Guess where he started his college career? Bang, LSU.
LSU.
He came in here, Coach O and all, and his group had recruited him here. Tall, skinny kid. He was 6'5". I don't think his second number was a 4 now.
No.
I think it was more in the 3s. But, man, I saw him in the summer. He ain't 6'4" 3/4" no more. He's more like 6'6" and a little change. And he told me he was weighing 282 pounds. You talk about a guy, pedal to the metal, he comes and bring it. I remember Coach O telling me that, Mike, he said, one thing that jumped out at me when you watched him in high school, never gave up on a play. Even if it, because most teams, if you got a star guy like that, okay, I'm not running the ball at him.
No.
I'm not challenging. I'm going to run away from him.
That's right.
And he said it was his pursuit skills, his ability to run the field east and west.
Mm-hmm.
Watch number 40 for Arkansas. And we talked about Whit Weeks. He's a bigger version of Whit for the Hogs. You talk about a good football player. And I'll say this. His last stop playing football won't be at Arkansas. He'll be a professional player and a pretty high pick one day.
Absolutely. He looks good in uniform, too. When you see him, he looks like the real deal. And he's one of those guys, whenever you look like it and play like it, superstar is his middle name.
He got talent.
He's going to have an opportunity to play in the league on the next level. But, you know, when you talk about him playing right now, it's going to be imperative that he plays the way he needs to play for Arkansas today to be successful. Because I think that, you know, I think LSU is going to throw all kinds of different things at him today. Not just at him, but at the Arkansas defense. So, and I'm hoping that LSU can try to run the football as well as they need to in order to be successful, because they need to churn out first downs in this game. And Jackson is going to be one of those guys that's going to try to prevent those first downs. So how do you get the ball right over his head to a tight end crossing or a running back that's going out in the flat or something like that to get just beyond him so you can make something happen? Now, this guy is long and lanky, and he's going to be have them big old paws up there, and he's going to try to knock the ball down. So, you know, you got to have to, you know, use a little, you know, Brett Favre sidearm or something, or Bernie Kosar or something, and make something happen. So it's going to be interesting to see. But Jackson is one of those kids that, again, he was good enough to be recruited by LSU and any other SEC program, transferred to Arkansas, and now he's flourishing into the person who they always thought he could be.
All I know is he'd be starting at LSU the last 2 years
he
at Peter
sure would.
State.
He sure would.
Man, he is a stud football player for them, and it's interesting how they use him, Herb. They don't always keep him on one side. So if I'm a scout.
Smart.
And I keep my eye on him. Now he's up against, on one side, Will Campbell.
Will Campbell, yep.
The other one is Emory Jones.
That's right.
So I want to see how he tangles and how they try to block him.
Yep.
Because the one thing with him, and he told me that he has worked on a lot, is counter moves.
Yep.
Because he was at one time was a speed moving and sort of swim over the top,
yep.
And then he gets around you. But he said, I've worked on some power moves and also some hard cut inside moves,
mm-hmm.
to get around some of the better offensive tackles you'll play at the SEC level. Now you're playing two of them today. And you can have a mismatch, but when you're going up against Emory Jones or Will Campbell, that might not be the case today.
No, it's going to be tough for him. But at the end of the day, we're going to see who's going to be the guy, right?
Right.
And this is a good look for scouts, for whomever, to see this guy play against two of the top tackles in the country. But it's also going to be a good test for the two top tackles in the country to play against somebody like him. So, as they move forward and play against Alabama and everybody else that they're going to play against, this is a great tune-up game for something like that. Now, this guy, you know, when you talk about Jackson, he's going to go to both sides of the field. What's got to happen is you're going to have to help with the chipper out the backfield, or you're going to have to pull a guard or something to come over to help with that tackle. Something's going to have to happen because, look, something's going to give at some point, too, because he's going to make his plays and they're going to make theirs.
One of the things when I watch a guy and I see his high motor is you got to not only win your block initially, you got to sustain that block because you know what?
Yep.
He's going to get away from you,
yep.
And he's going to make a play on the move.
That's right.
That's just how he is, and he's got really great football instincts. You can tell he rarely takes a false step out on the field. And so
And I'm going to tell you what I think that is. I think that's coaching from Arkansas.
Oh, no question.
I'm just telling
no
you
question.
That. Those guys are going to coach those little young fellas up, and they're going to be in place where they need to be. They're going to be positioned properly. They're going to have the right technique in order to make the play, whether it's a tackle or whether it's assisting somebody else behind them to make the tackle.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Mike Dettelier along with Herb Tyler. We'll have a lot more LSU Arkansas talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. It's time now for our Tiger Scout Notebook brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, totally focused on patient care. And in our Tiger Scout Notebook this week will be Bob Hope. Bob covers the Razorbacks for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And Bob, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Bob. Bob, I was just telling Herb about Landon Jackson. When he first got recruited here to LSU, man, he was a tall, skinny drink of water. I think he was probably at 230, somewhere in that range. He ain't no 230 no more, and I guess he grew because he was like 6'4 and a half, 6'5. And he's a little bit taller than that today because I met up with him in the summer. His impact on that defense, because today Whit Weeks is the straw that turns the drink for LSU on the defensive side, the football. For Arkansas, it's number 40, Landon Jackson. You talk about a great pickup, transfer portal.
Yep.
And that he's been a big-time pickup for you guys at Arkansas.
Yeah, he's probably in the 70 range now. He's married. He looks like an NFL defensive end, which I'm sure he'll be next season. He probably could have been playing in the NFL this season, but he decided to come back. That's where NIL helps a lot, I think. If a guy's maybe not going to be a top five pick, then he can come back and make some good money in college and then go on and make some really big money in the pros. But, yeah, he was a good player at LSU. I know he was hurt and didn't really – get to show what all he could do. I think that first year with the Tigers, he was maybe limited to five games, special teams. He comes here, and he was a really good backup. And then he's been a starter, and he's very impactful. His stats don't just jump off the page at you in terms of sacks and things, but he ties up a lot of blockers. He's a guy you have to really, you know, game plan for, and he's a team captain for the second year. I think it's the second year. But he's a real team leader and a big voice in that locker room and just – yeah, he's basically everything you want in an SEC defensive player.
Bob, the other question mark today, it looks as though, I don't know what kind of condition he's going to be in, but Taylen Green will be the starter. Malachi Singleton is, you know, your backup there, and so at the quarterback position. So what can you tell us from a health standpoint with Green and kind of where you think he's – at this stage, because it was questionable, and even midweek I heard Sam Pittman say that he thought he might have a chance to play, but it looks as though all signs point toward Taylen Green playing in this game.
Yeah, well, of course, practices are closed at Arkansas, I think, most everywhere these days, so it didn't get to see him practice, but Sam said he has been practicing. He is not on the injury report, so I take that as a sign that he's ready to go. Now, what percentage he is, I don't know about that, but, you know, yeah, I think he's going to start, and if he can play effectively, he'll stay in there, and if he can't, they'll have to put Malachi Singleton in, who did a great job on their last drive against Tennessee, took him down 59 yards in four plays, but, yeah, I expect Taylen Green to start today.
The last four games have ended up being three-point games.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't – Bob, I'll be honest with you. I don't expect any different this time around. I think this game comes down to the end. It might be a walk-off field goal for one of the two teams. But these teams have played really close games. The only blowout in the last seven is 2019. And you know, a lot of people got blown up by Joe Burrow and company that year. But they have been really close football games. And, Bob, at one time, LSU would catch Arkansas the week after they played Alabama. That wasn't the case last year, but because they played them a little bit earlier in the schedule. But, man, these games have been tight. And I sort of suspect the same sort of game this year.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the lines – sorry, I had to put the phone there for a second. They're driving in an alternate way. A water main broke on a main main thoroughfare right into the stadium. If LSU fans are listening, there's a big water main break at Razorback and MLK, so that's kind of playing havoc with the game day traffic today. But yeah, I don't know if it'll be three again. That'd be wild if it was exactly 3.5 years in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know what the odds were. That would be. But yeah, I expect it to be close. I think the odds makers made it about 2.5
Yeah.
And, you know, Arkansas had a week off. Of course, that didn't help Tennessee because Tennessee had a week off when they came in here. But, yeah, I think Arkansas, I mean, Tennessee's status is probably a lot better because he's had that week off. And they needed it, you know, six straight games mentally, physically, emotionally, all that after a big win. So, yeah, I'd be very surprised. It's a night game. The crowd was incredible. For the Tennessee game, I expect it to be just as wild. And, you know, Sam Pittman, he doesn't mince words. He got asked on his radio show, why does he think the crowd's so good at 90? He said, because they've been drinking all day, which, of course,
That's right. That's right.
Well, he wasn't lying. He wasn't lying.
No, I don't know if anybody's going to correct it as a for college coach. Yeah, he's exactly right. It's the same thing whether it's Fayetteville, Baton Rouge, Tuscaloosa, you name it. And so, yeah, so the crowd's going to be into it, and it's Arkansas's job to make sure they keep it close, really, or maybe jump out ahead to keep the crowd in. And I'm sure LSU wants to establish something early, take the crowd out of it. But that's going to be a big factor. We all know in the crowd, obviously, watch that LSU Ole Miss game. The crowd played a huge factor, I think it's safe to say.
Yes.
Bob, going into this season, you know, Sam Pittman was kind of on a little bit of a hot seat, kind of, if you will. Was one of those coaches that people were talking about, you know, if he doesn't have a good season, it could be, you know, the end of an era for him. But going back to the, you know, going through this season and the games that they've won and lost, you know, they won 70-0 in the first game. They beat UAB 37-27. They beat Auburn 24-14. But then you lose to OK State 39-31, who was number 16 at the time, or now number 16, and then lost to Texas A&M 21-17. So, and then they beat number 4 Tennessee 19-14. This team, to me, seems to be one of those teams that are teetering on being really, really good. They're a couple of plays away from being, you know, a really good team. They're a couple of players away from being an excellent team. How do you see this team looking as the remaining season comes upon them, especially with number 8 LSU coming into the stadium tonight?
Well, I think they're playing well. And like you said, you know, they really – it sounds kind of crazy. If they really dominated let me start on the parking pass. I'm kind of driving or doing some different
things. That's all right. That's all right.
They really dominated that game against Oklahoma State, except they had 3 turnovers. And OSU didn't have any. And then at A&M, who we know A&M's playing so well, they had a turnover at their 10 that basically handed A&M a touchdown. Otherwise, they might win that game. We never know, but because A&M's playing much better. But sorry, I just got to get this lady my parking pass. But thank you, man. So, yeah, they're really just a couple of plays away from being 6-0. And, of course, you know, Tennessee could have gone, but they couldn't lost that one, so they finally won a close game. But, yeah, if Arkansas does not have a bunch of turnovers, in other words, if they can break even, at least even on the turnover, I think they got a shot to beat about anybody because the defense is really good, the offense is much improved. And, yeah, I mean, I think this is a good Arkansas team, and that's the reason LSU's coming in. I mean, LSU's playing well, won 5 in a row, and you know, they're only 2.5-point favorite.
And look, going into that Tennessee game, it was a 5-game stretch with Tennessee staring down their throat, and then LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and then Texas. That's a gauntlet. Well, guess what? They started that gauntlet off pretty well with that win against Tennessee. So, yeah, I think Arkansas is one of the teams to really pay attention to moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think they went out in the portal. I think I had this up in my head the other night. I think they've got something like 14 of their starters are transfers. So they've done a good job of going to the portal and getting guys like Landon Jackson. Now he's in his third year here now, but he's still a portal guy. They really shored up their offensive line, which is a huge problem area. Not saying it's dominating, not as good as LSU's offensive line, but they're a lot better. Taylen Green's kind of grown into that starting quarterback position, coming from Boise State. He's talented, but Mountain West ain't the SEC, right? But he's grown into that. Jaquinnon Jackson, he's a pickup they got from Utah. He's a big running back. They got a young freshman running back, Braylon Jackson, who's started to make some plays. They got Andrew Armstrong, came from Little Texas A&M Commerce, not the Aggies, Texas A&M Commerce. He's a big-time receiver. So, and they've got the guys on the other side of the ball, too. So they're a much-improved team, really. The only place they aren't improved over last year, I'd say, is kicking. And that's because Cam Little, their kicker, he's a rookie with the Jaguars. And they've used 2 kickers this year. And if it comes down to a 3-point game, it could be shaky for Arkansas. But they're improved most everywhere across the board.
I know last year Coach Pittman, when LSU, before they played LSU, he brought up, man, I got a bunch of young puppies along this offensive line. They better grow up real quick. And you talked about the improvement of their offensive line. I think for him, that's his baby.
That's his baby.
And so how good have they looked this year up front? Because you could tell last year he was frustrated. They had a lot of penalties in that game against LSU, and it sort of helped the Tigers pull that game out. But your thoughts on their play across the offensive line?
Well, it's much improved. They've got basically only got one player, Josh Braun, who's the right guard, who's in the same spot he was last year. Addison Nichols, their center, he's a transfer from Tennessee. Their two tackles, Fernando Carmona, left tackle, he's from San Jose State. He was a lot of people wanted him. Auburn wanted him. He's helped him out there at the left tackle. The right tackle is a transfer from Michigan State. Their left guard is a guy, Emarion Harris, who hadn't started here, but he's filled in because Patrick Kudus, who I think might play some tonight, I don't think he'll start. He's back after he hadn't played this year because of back injury. And then the right guard is Braun. He's the one guy that's filling the spot. So they also switched coaches. They brought in Eric Mateus, who'd been Sam's GA at Georgia, and was coaching at Baylor and BYU. So, and then Sam kind of joked, but I think he was only half joking. He was going to be Eric's GA in practice, and we got to watch some practice in camp. And Sam, you know, as a head coach, he moves around to all the spots. But we all know offensive line, that's where he coached for 30 years, whatever it was, and he was one of the best. Got paid a lot of money to coach at places like Georgia and Arkansas and Tennessee and North Carolina, and just on down the line. And he's had his hand in that, right, as he should have. And so I think the offensive line, they brought in more talent, they changed coaches, and Sam's really made that one of his projects as the head coach.
Bob, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciated, and hope you make it and park good, because, you got to get out of that water. Main line break, oh, man, that's bad.
Well, they can call MAP. We can make it happen.
We can maybe help you out on that. Herb works for MAP, so maybe we can clear up that line issue.
Well, I actually came in the back way and got out of the parking lot. Seriously, people are on MLK, which is one of the main drags. It's a big mess, so if you can find another way in, avoid MLK.
Yeah, yep.
Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate you, Bob.
Okay. Here.
All righty. That was Bob Hope, who writes for the Arkansas Gazette Democrat, covers the Arkansas Razorbacks. That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on patient care. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler.
Legendary.
That's it. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials here at Acme. I'll give you a couple scores before we go to our news break. Missouri held on to beat Auburn 21-17. Charlie Long's happy because Louisiana Raging Cajuns, they defeated Coastal Carolina today 34-24.
Nice.
And Nicholls State University, they beat Northwestern State today 20-0 in a crazy game. Indiana, and everybody thought maybe this game might be close.
Yeah.
They beat Nebraska 56-7. Not only did they cover the line at 6.5, they covered the overall by themselves. It was 49.
Indiana's undefeated right now.
Yes.
One of those rising programs. They're looking really good.
Did they play good today. Because Nebraska, a lot of people thought they could kind of hang with them. They even had people pick them to upset them, which I couldn't see because I've watched Indiana. They really, really good this
year. They're really
good.
They got really good facilities, good players, good coaching.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at 3535 Perkins Road, Acme Oyster House, right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.